From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Alex Cohen will be along in a moment. She's filling in for Madeline Brand. She'll be talking with NPR's Tom Bowman. He's at the Pentagon, where he's covered an appearance by General David Petraeus, the man who's prosecuting the war in Iraq. It's a big day for news about Iraq in Washington. On Capitol Hill, the Senate has done what the House did last night, that is, pass a bill to pay for the war, but to also get out of it over the next year. President Bush continues to promise a veto. Joining us is John Mercurio. He's senior editor at The Hotline, the political hot sheet in Washington. John, welcome. The vote today, what was it?
Well, the vote was in the Senate. It was a very close vote along party lines, 51 Democrats, joined by two Republicans, Gordon Smith and Chuck Hagel, supporting the supplemental spending bill. 46 Republicans opposing it. The bill now goes to the White House, the House, of course, having already approved the bill yesterday. And, of course, it's expected to receive a presidential veto, which, of course, will just sort of intensify this debate.
Watching this, were you surprised by the vote at all? These two Republicans, there's Chuck Hagel of Nebraska, Gordon Smith of Oregon. They have been critical of the war, but other Republicans who've been critical of it did not vote for this.
Well, frankly, at this point, it's hard to find many Republicans in the Senate, the House, or anywhere who haven't been in some ways critical of the president or the administration's handling of the war. But you find, I think, in the Senate a relatively loyal group of Republicans in the conference. But you're right, there are a few. There's John Sununu, who's a Republican senator from New Hampshire who faces a potentially tough reelection fight in 2008. He stuck with his own, party. Susan Collins also facing a tough race in Maine. And Olympia Snow, sort of what's left of the New England moderate caucus of the Republican Party. And they, at least in this vote, stuck with the party. So to that extent, I was surprised. And John McCain, of course, was not there.
John McCain and Lindsey Graham, his senator friend from South Carolina, they both are campaigning.
Well, sure. Yeah, John McCain is kicking off his presidential campaign this week in a sort of a formal five-state fly-around, and so he was absent from this vote. He's on record over the past couple of months as skipping a couple of these votes, arguably very important votes on the future of the war in Iraq. But he is he's said that some of these votes are sort of unimportant or symbolic, and has not made many bones about the fact that he doesn't mind missing these Senate votes.
Well, the Democrats now plan to get this to the president's desk on Tuesday. That's not an accident. It's the fourth-year anniversary of the mission accomplished speech. I wonder how the White House likes that timing.
It doesn't like that timing at all. In fact, you've seen a lot of members of the White House staff come out today and say that, you know, they've dragged out, that the Democrats have dragged out this supplemental war spending debate because they wanted this sort of symbolic tweak at the White House, the four-year anniversary, as you said. So I think, yeah, that's not being greeted by the White House as a particularly, pleasant thing that they're trying to do. And again, of course, but I think the end result is that this is, this is a bill that faces a veto and then yet another fight on Capitol Hill.
And what are the prospects then?
Well, the president's saying today that he wants to sit down after the veto, and he wants to meet with congressional leadership and try to work it out. I think that both sides agree that it is possible to reach some sort of agreement on the issue of benchmarks, essentially sort of non-binding guidelines by which they can sort of help to instruct the military leaders. But the president remains, steadfast in his decision and his point that the military leaders on the ground in Iraq will not be sort of micromanaged by congressional leaders.
John Mercurio, he's senior editor at The Hotline on the Senate vote today. John, thank you.
Pleasure to be with you.